The Citizens Advisory Committee for Restaurant Tax had turned down Part City, which had asked for $185,000 over 2 years for the 4th of July, and also rejected the Friends of Ski Mountain Mining History, which asked for $85,000 to stabilize the Thames conveyor. Council Chairwoman Kim Carson said since the recommendations were given 2 weeks ago, some of the council met with the committee members and reviewed their process, the criteria they followed, and methods they used to ensure fairness. She said they decided to stay with the committee's recommendations, although Part City and the mine history requests were commendable.
Both extremely important to our communities and worthwhile projects, but we really felt like we needed to honor the process of the committee moving forward, and felt like if we were to make changes, I mean, especially since everything was published, we just didn't feel like it was fair to then take away from some of the recipients that had already been selected. There is an option to take it out of the reserve account. However, that hasn't been done and would set a precedent.
Roger Armstrong seconded the comments from Carson. He said every year there are bound to be rejected applicants who object to the committee's findings.
If we start opening up their process, we're really substituting ourselves for them. And I think if we do that, then every year there's going to be a harder press by people wanting us to try and make changes to the process that they've gone through. Given the amount of time that they spend, which is actually a stunning amount of time, to go through these evaluations and make these awards, I can't imagine that in a week's period of time, in a short discussion on the council, we're going to really have the ability to somehow change that and be able to take into account all the criteria that you guys put into it to make a decision.
He said after his inquiry, he came to appreciate there's a kind of science behind what the committee does.
And part of what they do is also they're looking to, and I admire this, they're looking to try and bring in new organizations and get them up and running so that they're in a position to generate more of the restaurant tax revenue for us, so that we've got more that we can give out as it continues to go. But the other side of that process is they're also trying to get people in a position where they're self-sustaining, where they don't have to rely on this. And they're very careful to make clear during the application process that organizations should not be budgeting for this money.
The Citizens Advisory Committee was able to recommend a small dose of funding for the two applicants because another request had been withdrawn. Park City Ski and Snowboard Club had been granted $10,000 to host a junior nationals competition in 2019, but were not able to secure that event after all. So $5,000 each was given to Park City and to the Mine Group. The Citizens Committee recommended grants for some 50 recipients and totaling around $2.3 million, just about draining the restaurant tax money available. Councilmember Chris Robinson suggested in the future perhaps the committee not allocate all of their funding every year so some reserve could be available. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.